Hi there, and welcome to the second in the series of the Valencia Property Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about FAES, we're going to be talking about the elections, we're going to be talking about an offer that we've got in Lanzarote, we're going to look at the market and how it is in Valencia at the moment, and we're also going to look at how you can make money, or save money rather, when sending your money back to the UK, or when bringing your money over from the UK. So anyway, let's get on with it. So the first thing we talk about here is FAES. How can it be anything else in March in Valencia? Now, FAES is possibly in the UK a not very well known fiesta, but it's getting more and more known everywhere, and it's a huge, massive fiesta. It's one of the biggest in Spain, and it goes on for what seems like the whole month of March. The main days are from the 15th to the 19th of this month, and it has been going on since the start of the month, from the 1st. Now, FAES traditionally was the start of spring. It's when all of the carpenters and all of the people in Spain used to bring out their stuff and burn it at the start of spring in a sort of spring cleaning ritual. Now, the origins of FAES are rather obscure, but one year apparently there was a bad decision made, or an unpopular decision, and everyone decided to caricature a local landlord. And from that point, the FAES models were built and burnt. FAES has built up over the years to be the biggest fiesta in Spain, more or less, for the number of people that it attracts into the city. Lots of Valencians leave because after 20 years of bangs, and lots of bangs for almost a whole month, they get sick and tired of it, but it brings a ridiculous amount of people into the city. There are firework displays every day during the month of March at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the main town hall square. Get along to them, they're an experience. You can actually feel the sound going through your body rather than through your ears. They are well worth getting to, but make sure you get there early because the whole of the town square fills up. And if you're going at the weekend, get there really early if you want to be near. And the nearer you can be, the better. It's been sanitised a bit in the last few years because now they put a fence around the firework display to make it just a little bit safer. But the noise is still cool. From the 15th, well, the main models are all up and ready to look at. The models are worked on over the whole year in the various areas. There are FAES artists who, that's all they do. They are FAES artists. That is their job. And as soon as the models are destroyed, burnt down on the 19th, they start working on next year's models. The FAES models and the FAES artists are the centre of the community in each part of the Valencia city and the region. That people work on them and they have fiestas on them, and there are hundreds of people from every single part of Valencia involved. There are over 300 models in Valencia city itself, and they are put down and ready to go and see from the 15th of March. You can walk around the city, and you will have to walk because most of the roads are closed off because of huge tents and fiestas and that are going on, and all these models in the way. Public transport becomes chaos, so make sure that you give yourself plenty of time to get into the city and plenty of time to look around, because it's well worth it. Traditionally, while you're looking at the models, you will eat buñuelos, which are a sort of donutty thing, and churros and chocolate, and those things can be got at every single fire because that's how they make the money to help build the fire for next year, by having lots and lots of little events on and lots of little fiestas. Lots of people associate FAES with the firework displays at night, and from the 15th of March every night there is a firework display for 4 days, and they're generally after midnight, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and on the Nit del Foc, which is the 18th of March, the night of fire, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and goes on for roughly 40 minutes. Approximately 1 million people come into the town, into the city, to watch the Nit del Foc. And that is the night where everything's just gone totally crazy by then. So you should have a good time if you visit, but be prepared for crowds. Remember, the models, they were put up on the 15th. You have 4 days to see them. On the 19th, they will all be burnt to the ground. Some of the models are 30 metres high. Usually they're around 10 metres high, but they're anything up to 30 metres high. One of the casals, which are the places that make the models, in Nou Campanar, spend a ridiculous amount of money on their model, and it's huge and gets burnt down after 4 days for people to see it. If you go and see it, it's well worth it. You might pay to go actually around the fire. There are 8 or 9 large Fias models which you will pay an entrance fee to go around. The entrance fee is usually 1, 2, 3 euros, something like that, but it's well worth it because they'll give you a guided tour as well for a couple of euros more of what the Fia means. And remember that most of the information about the Fias that is written down is in Valencian, little rhyming couplets, poems, etc. It's all in Valencian. So if you've got somebody who knows something about the Fias and is willing to go around with you and translate for you, you get much more out of it. But anyway, just be careful of the fireworks, be careful of all the bangers, because if you're of a nervous disposition, it's probably not the best place in the world to be. For anyone who really wants to look at exactly what it's like, try going doing Google search for Fias. But if you go to www.fias, that's FALLAS.com, you'll find out quite a lot there, and it's got an English site as well for anyone who doesn't understand Spanish. On to the elections, and the elections were held yesterday, and there was a victory for the current government. Nothing much changed, really. They got a few more seats, the PP got a few more seats, everybody seemed happy in the end. Despite them not winning, the PP seemed quite happy because I didn't think they expected to win. However, you've got to say that the Spanish economy is running into a few problems at the moment, and because of that, we have got very good offers on the site because some people want to sell. The Spanish economy is suffering from the credit crunch globally, and the banks have put a real brake on certain the ability to get mortgages for certain people. So therefore, they've also put the brake on the ability for people to remortgage, and therefore at the moment what people are doing is selling their property. We have some very good offers on the site. Have a look at www.valencia-property.com and you'll find a lot of good offers at the moment. Probably our best offer at the moment is in Lanzarote. We have 30 units available, one bedroom apartments of 48 metres with a 12 metre terrace overlooking the swimming pools. The properties are valued at €147,000. They were valued 2 weeks ago at the start of March by Tinsa, which is the largest Spanish valuation house, and they are currently on sale, the first 30 units, at €95,000. If you want to know more, get in touch with Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, at valencia-property.com, and we'll tell you more about it. But go to look at the main site, valencia-property.com, and you will find them as the main property this week anyway. Have a look, see whether you're interested, and get back quickly because these first 30 will fly. The rest of the units are going to be sold around 125 to 130,000, which is still underneath the valuation price, but obviously is a lot more. So, what is the market like in Valencia at the moment? Well, we have quite a few price reductions on the site. One of the reasons is that the pound has dropped against the euro quite a bit, about 10 to 12%. So English people who are selling, or English speaking people who are selling, we have suggested that they put their prices down by 10 to 12% because they will still receive the same amount of pounds. Spanish people are also putting their prices down to compete because the only competition in the market at the moment is to actually compete on price. Therefore, you'll find a lot of really good offers because we've been doing calls to all of our clients suggesting they put the prices down. When you make an offer on a property at the moment, prices are generally 8 to 12% lower than the price that is advertised on the site, i.e. they are the sort of offers that are getting accepted. So when you're looking for a property and you've got a budget of €250,000, for example, it's well worth having a look up to 280, 290, and then getting in touch and seeing whether the person will accept an offer. If they won't, move on, get another property at a cheaper price. Yeah, it's a good time to be a buyer. It's also quite a good time to be a seller because there are plenty of buyers around compared with last year. Long term, Valencia continues to be a very, very good option to buy. There are 60,000 new jobs due to be created in Segunto, just to the north of Valencia, by a new logistics and trading park that the building has started now. It's already attracted Siemens, amongst other companies, into the area. Pilkington already works there, but there are lots of companies being attracted in because of the great communications to Valencia. The AVE railway going into Valencia from Madrid should be completed in 2 years' time, and it will make the trip to Madrid 1 hour 45 minutes, so you can imagine that some people who currently live in Madrid will start commuting from Valencia. We have obviously the Formula One going on for the next 8 years. The first one's going to be on the 24th of August this year, and we have just got a lot of petrol heads who want to get in touch and get flats around the course. There aren't that many available, but hey, close to the course, you can get. The America's Cup, well, it continues on its way. Will it, won't it, when will it be, how will it be, etc. I think eventually we're going to decide that it's going to be 2011, which the next America's Cup will be. There'll possibly be one in 2009 just between the Swiss and the Americans. But 2011 will be a full America's Cup, and it looks like it will be in Valencia at the moment. And finally for today, let's have a look at the offer we can make you in order to save you more money, either coming over to Spain or going back. Now, if you're going to buy a property in Spain, obviously you need to send money out from the UK. Most people just send the money out through their bank, and what happens is the bank gives them a rate which isn't as good as they could really give them, and that's how banks make a lot of money. By using the service of a FX company, you will get a lot more euros for your pound. We always recommend the services of Moneycor, because we've worked with them for 5 years and they've been extremely good, and in that time we haven't had a single problem as far as I know, not caused by Moneycor anyway. Been a couple by the receiving bank here not putting the money into the account straight away, but never we've had a problem with Moneycor. Now Moneycor have also got an offer on for money going the other way. Lots of people have going back, taking money back after investing in Spain over the last few years, and they want a good way of getting the money back. Well, when they sell a house and they get a cheque and they put it in their bank, the bank will then charge them a fee ranging from 0.5 to 1% in order to release that money and send it back to the UK. Obviously, if you're sending 200,000 euros across, that can be anything between 2,000 and 4,000 euros just to release your own money. Now, Moneycor have got a deal on at the moment, which they've done with another bank, and what they'll do is they'll do the whole process of putting your money into an account, getting your money over to the UK, and closing the account for you for 225 euros. If you want to know more, get in touch with us on repatriations@gmail.com. That is repatriations, repatriations, @gmail.com. And we'll tell you more about it. It will save you a lot of money. One of our clients recently sent money over to the UK through Moneycor, and they received in their account in the UK £5,700 more than they were being offered through their own bank. So I think it's well worth doing and well worth looking into. So anyway, that's the podcast for today. Hopefully it's useful for you. Hopefully you'll have a look at some good things on Fias. Hopefully you'll come round and have a look at our site and buy yourself a property over here. Till the next one, it's good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, and see you soon.